I'm Diane Raptosh, and these are two poems from American Amnesiac. We have to tolerate inequality as a way to gain prosperity for all, someone told me Goldman Sachs, Lord Griffiths said, at London's Southwark Church last fall. What kind of sense is this? I can't remember a thing I did for that firm, but it says on my CV I have advised for them. Here is a thin cut of wisdom. The kinder you are, the stronger your immune system will be. And don't forget oysters, dark meat, the day's breath of garlic. Carelessness can ruin months of growth. My old best friend Jen Byers says there's such a job as being minister of leaves of tea. If someone were to ask which ancient figure I'd most like to meet, I'd say the Constitution, as it is a living document. Get on the page with me. I recall the end of Reinhardt's last consulting phase as if it were Lisette's first look. At each momentous stage of his life, a Sioux Indian earns a new name. Jumping Badger landed the tag Sitting Bull on killing his first bison. Unfriend was just dubbed Word of the Year. The name's John Doe, and I'm just lying doggo here on wheezing earth. Is it just me, or have tales of repression, suffering, and cruelty disappeared from public memory, slipped out of view like white deer against a rinse of snow? People aren't so much persons anymore as they are war fighters, purchasers, prisoners, shoulders bunched up like shrubs. You can order cancer cells from a catalog. Money is speech. Goldfish have a god-big range of recall, so I've read. I can sum up watching tops of trees lying on the bench that day in Gasworks Park. We need to shut down oil infrastructures, and the tips of leaves don't give if we do this through lawsuits, boycotts, or sabotage. But I'm afraid of assault, of stroke. I have no memory of fear itself. A street, a bus shelter, blue snowflakes wafting from Shanghai, my treatment in Sydney for kidney stones. I've grown more oval than the orange roughy. I ache on all the bodies of each of my parts. I need to clutch another person's face.